Blog Talk Radio.
Takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
11:25. Okay, it's 24, but I added one more. Cowboys have fallen in Dallas to the Minnesota Vikings. Who had the win? Big win for them was the Packers had won. Cowboys, big loss for them. And one once again, coaches don't win games, they lose them. Why was Jason Garrett running Ezekiel Elliott? Dak Prescott was killing them. Yeah. Wow. So went for a field goal that they didn't get. Minnesota, big points. Had a two-point conversion. And, wow. Vikings over the Cowboys. Kansas City lost to the Titans. The Colts lost to Miami two in a row. But the JETS Jets, they won today via Zig against the New York Giants. Four touchdown passes by Mr. Jones today, but hey, it was the Jets that won. Very good football game, too. NFL, hope he would join us. Also, Jonathan and Jolton. Kane, it's great Kane, but other scores, too, around the league today, man. There was a lot of things happening. Kansas City, well, looking at that game, they lost on a miscue fumble, and those fumbles based on balls. But it's over. Cowboys losing Dallas. Big loss. Now Philadelphia is tied with them. They have the tiebreaker, so they're still in first technically because they beat Philadelphia already. But the Vikings, a 28-24 win. Vikings jumped up in front 14-0. Cowboys came back to score 24 points. But Vikings, wow, had a touchdown and the two-point conversion. And it was close. Doc Stanley, sports of the Block Talk Radio System Government Network. Looking at our book there. Browns, Jets, Titans, Packers, Bucks all win. Happy birthday in a few minutes to my beloved son-in-law, Michael. Michael Clinton. Chiefs, Saints, Colts, Rams, and the Cowboys lose. Miami wins again. And we salute all our veterans today. Today, 11th Veterans Day. It's by the grace of God to be a veteran. That is here to talk about being a veteran. Lost many men in war. There is no war, no bad peace. Look at the stats today in this game. Kirk Cousins was 220 yards, two touchdowns. Calvin Cook, 26 carries, 97 yards, a touchdown, and seven catches for 86 yards. Eric Hendricks, six tackles, and one pass breakup. Players of the game for the Minnesota Vikings. And, stars of the game. Let's see a little interview here. Go down on the field. And let's take a break and listen to this interview. Hold on.
NFL rushing with 991 yards and
right there toward the
led
end,
them to victory.
He nearly coughed it up. What happened?
Missed you. Got to catch the ball first time. I hold myself responsible for anything. But just a missed you and got to correct that.
We think Mike Zimmer might have aged several years just in that moment. But you know what? Just talk about being on the same field with Ezekiel Elliott. It's something you were looking forward to. And you guys just swapped jerseys. What did that mean to you?
It's special for me because when you think about the running back position and think about being consistent and you know how much we take the pound in, and that's a guy that's been doing it for years. And you know, he's somebody that you can look forward to and get some words of advice. And you know, I'm gonna lean on him in the process of know, getting better at my position and, you know, just trying to be great. So, you know, he's one of those guys.
Did he ask you for any advice? I mean, you certainly won the battle tonight.
Nah, man, I enjoyed this moment, man. Zeke's a special guy, humble guy. But, you know, it was great being on the field with him tonight.
Congratulations on the win.
I appreciate it.
Liam?
I like that there. What a class of both guys. And, wow. But Zeke Elliott, it wasn't Zeke's fault. I'm looking back. I just don't understand why the coach didn't stay with the passing game. Final, Vikings 28, Cowboys 24 in Dallas. And now the Cowboys, who started off red hot 3-0, are now 5-4. And they lost to the Jets. And after you saw the Jets play New England, you said, wow, is that the same team? Well, you saw them today. And, wow, he's talking about today was the stop of great running backs as Barkley was held today against the Jets. The Jets held Barkley in 13 carries, 1 yard. Yeah. 1 yard. Let's open up our show, as we always do, thanking God for how blessed we are. Charlie Wilson here, SportsNet Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Mr. Wilson.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. No regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, who were 1-3 against winning teams this year. 2-4 in their last six games.
It's not going anywhere, and that was the story of the game. And so he designed the plan the game that way. We had trouble getting them off the field at times, and that limited us from getting more of our ups, which we needed to. I thought Dak was outstanding. Cooper was outstanding tonight. And I really thought our protection was really impressive there tonight. So all of that gave us a chance to see some guys do some good things. But they're a good football team, and you lose those kind of games just like we lost.
Does the way that you guys struggled running the ball make you second-guess running twice there on that final possession in the red zone?
No, I'm not going to get into that. Since it didn't work, I'd like to have, we'd all like to have that back. But, you got to keep trying. And, again, like I say, you had it down there, and to their credit, they had it down to where you either make your mistakes or they got the ball game. If they were in position all night long and won that game, we were having to come back and get up there to where we had a shot all day long. And so at the end of the day, the game, I haven't looked at the total of the stats, but I know this from the standpoint of the plan. They seem like they were able to move their ball more assuredly than I would have expected.
I'm guessing zero rushing first downs is meeting the goal board you have in the defensive room.
It doesn't meet it. It doesn't mean it. This year, the Dallas Cowboys,
right.
Obviously Minnesota Vikings.
Right, that's what I mean
about it.
When you come through there.
But there you go.
If you got a sign on
that, was Cowboys' next game is going to be November 17th against the Lions. And let's go back to some of this post-flight talk. We would like to go.
And Zeke would not get touched before he got to the line of scrimmage. That's changed. People understand that sometimes you can let Dak get some of these empty passing yards if you keep him from getting the ones that count, and Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get rolling. They're making this team one-dimensional, and I said it during the week. I said these teams are going to decide that we need to let Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott beat us, and that's what the Minnesota Vikings chose to do. And even though they gave up a lot of yards, they gave up chunks, they ended up winning the game.
Win at 28-24. Losing side of that is the Dallas Cowboys and Jason Garrett. He meets the media right now here on SportsCenter.
Let's talk to the coach.
Kind of what the thought process was with some of those calls.
Yeah, obviously we're trying to score a touchdown, and we got into a second and short situation, and we tried to run it a couple times just to get the first down, and they did a good job defending those runs and got to a fourth down situation and just weren't able to convert it.
What were you trying to get on the fourth down play?
I don't want to go into all the details of the play, but there are a number of different options on that play.
Ezekiel Elliott tonight, 20 rushes, 47 yards. 20 rushes, only 47 yards.
Play certain kinds of zone, you have some answers. They play man-to-man, you have some answers. So we wanted to give Dak some different options depending on what they were going to play in a critical down situation.
Where do you think the game was lost?
It was a hard-fought game between two good football teams. You look at it, I think we had nine possessions. They had nine possessions. We battled back and forth. Number of lead changes throughout the game. They did a good job at the outset of the game going ahead, but we battled back, tied the score. They went ahead. We went ahead. It was just back and forth. And, they did a good job in the second half running the football. They had a lot of plays in the third quarter of the ball game where they were able to run it and convert third downs and keep drives alive. And, we had – our opportunities were fewer and far between in that part of the game. But, again, I thought we did a really good job coming right back. We made some stops. We had a great opportunity at the end of the ball game to go win it.
What did they do to slow Zeke in your running game down?
obviously there was a lot of attention there. They have a really good front, and they have good linebackers. They're a good run defense. And, you know, they were trying to, you know, make sure that they stopped the run. And, you know, I thought we did a good job responding to that. We were pretty effective throwing the football. Dak really played well, made a lot of really good decisions throughout. I thought our offensive line did a good job pass protecting against a good front. And, again, consistently able to move the ball through the air. Amari was big time. Randall Cobb was big time. Dak made a number of big throws in critical moments. And, again, we had a great opportunity at the end of the ball game to go down there and win it. And, unfortunately, we weren't able to convert that last drive.
Was the third down play an RPO? And that was the one where he pitched to Zeke.
One that he pitched to Zeke?
I can't remember now.
Yeah, we tried to hand it to Zeke on a couple of those. And, you know, I don't want to go into the details of what the plays are, but unfortunately we weren't able to convert on that when we got into that fourth down situation.
Jason Garrett, let's listen to the coach of the winning coach on the side.
Our two backs ran the ball very hard. Defensively, I thought we fought like
Mike Zimmer. His Vikings are 3-0 following a loss this season, and this is him.
We gave up about three or four third and 12s to let them to keep drives going. But a good game. Proud of this team, the way they fought and the way they worked.
Defense, the way it stepped up when you needed them at the end, held them to the field goal and then the fourth down stop.
Yeah, well, we're usually pretty good in the red zone. We just got to be better on third down and some of these other passes than what we have. They did a great job stopping the run tonight, I thought. You know, we blitzed them a lot. We had a lot of free runners who got the ball out. But we had some guys free.
I usually go forth and go with the two there. Is that the kind of call you have to make to win a game like
this? Yeah, you know, Mark, I came in here, we're going to empty bullets tonight, you know, one way or the other. And so that was really the mindset going in.
Why are you concerned? Did they just stop a power play that we played before? Or you just...
It's always hard.
The Vikings are 4-0 against the NFC East this year, too. Minnesota, 23-32, 220 yards for Cousins with two touchdowns. We talked about that earlier. Let's go back to Mike Zimmer, coach of the Wayne Minnesota Vikings.
It just breaks your will. You know, that's the one thing with football is, you know, it's a tough sport, and if you allow people to run the ball like that against you, then it really deflates you, I think.
Kyle, again, willing to do whatever he can do for this team and get
her
touchdowns, get
her 2-point conversions. Yeah, Kyle's he's a true Viking. He's a guy that works his rear end off every day. Like I just said in the radio, you know, he's going to get more balls with a scheme like this that they play tonight. You know, they got a lot of zones, and so, you know, he's a really good zone defender and or a receiver. And, you know, you'll get more opportunities like that, and that was good for him.
Mike, how happy were you with the way you were able to win?
So Rudolph making those plays. And
there it is. So let's look at our first 10 games of the season. The Vikings, rushing-wise, Dalvin Cook has a record. 1,415 yards. Chuck Foreman back in 1976, 1,347 yards. Ted Brown, 1981, 1,317 yards. And the great Andrew Peterson, 1,307 yards. Let's go back to our show, looking for Jonathan Cain to join us once again. Two great backs today. Oh, John is done because Ezekiel Elliott, 47 yards, but that's 46 more yards today he gained than what was gained by Mr. Barkley and the Giants. 13 rushes, 1 yard. And he was just totally upset. I went to the locker room, tried to get by center, but he was dismayed. I'm also under the impression that he's still not 100% healthy. And our other song, we know we're blessed. And we're blessed because of the love that the good Lord has displayed on us. And I remember first hearing this song, and I said, well, this song is, it's about love. A special love, and it's not about male or female. Male or female, it's about God.
Don't you know it's 'cause you're you? Don't
Titans beat the Chiefs today. Mahomes looked great in his return, but a field goal attempt at the end of the game was blocked, and so the Titans won. Final score in that game was 35-32 Tennessee. Blocked field goes into the game. Pat Mahomes comes back, but his team loses. And that's really something. You know, the Saints lost. Big game tomorrow night. Seattle Seahawks will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. Somebody's O may go. As it is, it's only one team that still has the O, and that's them. That's Danny Sports, the Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Grow Radio Network. looking for NFL Ed to join us at the same time. Met some nice young fellas on the thing today. Brian and his two buddies, I call them Philadelphia Pal and Shorty, his tall buddy. Both for the Marine, too. We want to salute all our military. Man, you know what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're just going to do it. But let's do this. And salute to our veterans. By the grace of God, I am one. One that's here alive and well. One that's here and come back. And the story I can still tell. One by him who God has blessed exceedingly well. So, and salute to our veterans. Sports and death. Plays the national anthem, sung by the late, great Mr. Marvin Gaye.
Now, along with the United States Marine Color Guard to sing the national anthem, famed recording artist Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, the national anthem, as we salute the men who fought wars for us, who's helped us keep our freedom, who've given up their lives that others may have freedom and the fruits of America and other countries too. Soldiers. Wow, there are a couple of countries that don't have soldiers. And just taking a time out right there and saluting them as they, well, in a few minutes, it'll be Veterans Day. And we just want to take a moment or two, as we did with Marvin Gaye, and remember our veterans. I remember being in the military, and it was a very important and special part of my life, meeting people from other countries when I went into other countries, and meeting people from other cities right here in America. You know, domestic travel is something that a lot of people don't do. You know, a lot of people years ago never even left their own neighborhoods. The average American, they say, never leaves more than 200 miles out of where they live. Wow. Wow. And once again, the Giants and Jets today, and the Jets won their second game of the year. And one of the plays, too, wasn't a fumble. He just came in there and just snatched the football. Snatched the football and was gone with it. Was gone with it. And that was a big thing. I'm going to play a song, too, that goes back into the 60s. At a time where the draft was still happening, where, you know, you got drafted. Every young man, when he hit 18 years old, I think it was 18, yeah, he got a draft card, got it in the mail, and be prepared to be drafted and going to Uncle Sam, which would have meant if you got drafted, you went into the Army. There were some cases, though, where guys were drafted and went into the Navy or the Marines sometimes if they needed some guys. But, hey, Sports and the Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
A song from back in the day when the draft was there and you get drafted into the Army, unless you volunteer for the Navy and the Marines. Jimmy Castor Bunch, young fella from, I think he's from the Bronx. And a song we like.
Hey, Leroy!
What?
Your mama.
Big music.
She's calling you, man.
military and you you go to war or in basic training and stuff, a lot of what the greatest disco artist ever song entails surviving. Gloria Gaynor. We salute military.
Walk down the door.
another song that I remember in the military. Came out in 1970. Hedo Sengu just sang this song. Also was the last song that Eddie Kendricks sang at the Temptations. Air Force Base. Patrick Air Force Base. First heard it. The Jets win their second game of the season, and ironically, on the day that they win again, the Cowboys lose again. It was the Jets that last beat the Cowboys, and the Cowboys lose again. 34-27 was the score. It was 14-0 Jets at the end of the first quarter. Then the Giants get two field goals and a touchdown and make it 14-13. Then third quarter, Giants get another 14 points. The Jets get 10, but the Jets defense shut out the Giants in the final quarter, getting 10 points themselves and a 34-27 win. What was remarkable that Saquon Barkley 1 yard all day long. 1 yard all day long. 13 rushes, 1 yard. And just crazy. Just a crazy game. We looked at the final stats. Let me get the final numbers on that Giant Jet game today in New York. First time they played in 4 years. They played each other in league play. But every 4 years, they play every each year the Snoopy Bowl, which is like the New York City football team Super Bowl, which the Giants won this year. And I believe there's monies that are donated to organizations. Let's take a look here at some stats on that game. Bell, 18 attempts, 34 yards, 1.9 average. His 4 yards was the longest. Donnell, 3 attempts, 25 yards. 8 yards was his longest. 8.3, 24 was his longest. And he scored a touchdown, Donnell did, as did Bell. And with the big numbers, if we went to the Giants. And it was, you can't get that. Is that a misprint? But in rushing, thirteen attempts, 1 yard for Saquon Barkley. Wow, it is really something. Jets defense and Jones threw 4 touchdowns today. Threw 4 touchdowns to lose heaven. Dak Prescott. He did have 4 points to win his game. And once again, Saquon Barkley. The Colts. Look at some stats here. The Colts lost today. The Saints lost today. I'm trying to get that light that stat that I wasn't too sure. Validate for you here. And I know what it was, but once again, just looking at it, it was just really something. Barkley, he had no fumbles. He had one reception from a receiving standpoint of view. But it was trying to get him out there in the flat a little more often, too. But the rushing stat is just kind of mind-boggling. 13 attempts. And 1 yard. 19 attempts and 1 yard. Wow. That's something. Oxfam Exposure Network, Hot Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Football rapper. We were looking for NFL Ed to join us, as well as Straight Kane Kane. Watching that Dallas game. Once again, coaches don't win games, they lose them. They don't understand why you're throwing the ball and you're moving the ball, throwing the ball. Why are you trying to run the ball when Elliott didn't have a good day? But it was nice post-game interviews. The respect, admiration of both running backs have for each other. And speaking of Ezekiel Elliott, Iowa State guy, yesterday Iowa State got 70-something points and beat. I think it was 10 or something that they won yesterday. Unquestionably number one football team in the country. And wow. Penn State against Minnesota lost. You had number 2 playing against number 3. Penn State was number 3, I believe. Number 4, because you had 2 playing 3, LSU and Alabama. Alabama lost for the first time in 37 games at home. Wow. So that was a remarkable victory for Minnesota, beating, not Minnesota, LSU, where both Odell Beckham and his good buddy Landry came from. Wow. Talk Stanley, supposed to block to the Red Sister Government Network. Going to play IOQ because we're not going to do a lot of show tonight. So as we always go on our way, it's Marvin Gaye who has this to say before we go on our way. Doc Stanley Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Mr. Gay, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
A bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live. But who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible In God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand.
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny unless in God we trust.
And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust."
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny unless in God we trust.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to thank you.
So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you. World champion, Toronto Raptors beat the red hot LA Lakers, who had a winning streak going on there. So the streak has been stopped. Well, it's time, at that time of the show, where we're about ready to go. And my documents, black and white works, just go so well. Hence, our world society in all speeds. Except, I want you to know, you said you had. Start with the fact that I'm black. I don't care who gets it done. I'm the king. Vice versa. The question is, what do you do with us? The ultimate measure of a man is. Never look down on the people that look up. Service for your room here on Earth, Muhammad Ali. I am my brother's keeper. My brother's coming all from the world. Silly, nice, be kind. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Ever both the invisible man. Ever the nice to soon. Soon too late. Wow. Dr. Daly, supposed to pop that video. Trust the Garden Network. Stay from the bottom of my heart. Trust the Garden Network. Pop that video. Trust the Garden Network. Trust.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Sports in Depth, Dr. Stanley Sr. Sports Class is an in-depth, informative, educational, observable look at the world of sports. It's renowned, legendary, award-winning radio show. They're very esteemed both from a daily and historical perspective. And also both an in-depth look and perspective, not only on the sports of our time, but too with the players and performers, set of events, both now and yesteryear. Sports in Depth. KSID also brings us the strategies of sports and does respect not just athletics, because it takes raw God-given talent, conditioning, to fix a less combined with passion, determination, intellect, belief, repeating, accomplishing too. In-depth knowledge, diverse intellect, not iconic sports watching, sports death is too well as death. Thanks for joining us. But we always woke the rumors, talk tie and laugh at the shoes. God's words with wisdom and truth. Black and white works combined to just and go so well enhances our world and society in all spheres and areas, except for everything. There are people who use instruments of communication as they are both for their use. Don't care who gets this done, as long as you win as a team. Why would you know? You said you had to know. Why did you think you Hello, Bob Kelly. Wasn't that Bob Pop Radio? So good. Yeah. Good night. Always. Trust.